This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Walmart on 8th Street in Colorado Springs was evacuated again this morning with a fire inside the store. The Colorado Springs Fire Department responded and said that the fire was small and that the store was being evacuated. Fire crews extinguished the fire today and said that both fires appear to be suspicious in nature. Investigators on the scene are attempting to determine the cause of the fire. As you remember, yesterday, fire crews responded to the store off 8th Street just after 1:40 yesterday afternoon. That small fire was started in the men's department and then put out shortly after the fire department arrived. No injuries reported in either fire, and arson is suspected, in this investigation, and that there are no leads on any possible suspects. President Biden says millions of Americans are set to benefit from his student loan forgiveness plan.
Earn under 125 grand, you get up to $10,000 knocked off the debt. And if you earn under 125 grand, you receive a Pell Grant, you get a $20,000 knocked off.
Speaking at Delaware State University, Biden said working folks and those in the middle class will see the most benefit from having their debt forgiven. Biden went after Republicans for opposing his plan. He said that they're wrong and hypocritical for opposing it. His remarks came after Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett denied an emergency bid by some Wisconsin taxpayers to block the tax forgiveness plan. Residents of Arapahoe County are reporting controversial election flyers that are circulating ahead of next month's vote. KRDO News Radio's Mallory Anderson has that story.
The flyers are titled Best Voting Practices 2022 and include do's and don'ts columns. Some of the don'ts included on the mailer are don't vote early and don't use voting drop boxes. The organization linked to the flyers has not responded to requests for comments. Mallory Anderson, KRDO News Radio.
The felony charges against a state senator from Colorado Springs being dismissed. The judge has dropped the charge for providing false residency information in connection to an election against Senator Pete Lee. Lee was accused of voting outside of the district he represented in 2022 in that election. The state senator's defense team claims that the case against Lee was false and based on inaccurate information. Now to an update to the story we brought you yesterday. It's a story we continue to follow. The Colorado Springs Police Department reported today that the pedestrian involved in the auto pedestrian crash yesterday near Doherty High School has been determined to be at fault. The pedestrian, a juvenile student at the high school, both police and school reported that the student's injuries were not serious, but the police did say that the student was hit while attempting to cross Barnes Road from Doherty High School. The Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region is asking for your help after an unusual day adding more than 130 animals to their shelter.
Cats getting owner surrendered by their families, or that's cats coming in as strays and cats coming back from foster care as well. So a lot of cats just came in our doors, and we're looking for homes for all of these cats right now.
A social media post indicates the Colorado Springs shelter received 92 cats, 30 dogs, and 10 other small animals last Thursday. The animals were surrendered, rounded up, and strays and transferred from the Pueblo location. The animals are currently up for adoption at the Humane Society, and they're also asking for additional donations to help for their care. And finally, an investigation is underway after human remains were found near a high school in Thornton. Police say the discovery was made yesterday afternoon in an open field behind Thornton High School. According to the investigation, the incident does not appear to be school-related. There's no word on any possible victim or what the circumstances surrounding their death was.
Red flag warnings active for Pueblo, Huerfano, Las Animas County until 7 p.m. tonight with that wind gust of 40 miles per hour. Can't be ruled out. Very dry air dominating the region. Mild night overnight, only getting down to the 40s region-wide. Then we do once again enjoy some comfortable weather for the start of that weekend. Although winds, they start to pick up. Red flag warnings issued once again for that day Saturday. Saturday night into Sunday, the big pattern shift, significant snow for those high elevation areas. Wind gust upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour possible out towards the plains with that blowing dust can't be ruled out of the forecast, and then fire weather continues as well throughout those evening hours on your Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.